What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood spot and mindset coach. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, juggling a million things at once, and your mental health is taking a backseat? Let's face it, life can be a whirlwind. We're constantly bombarded with demands, work deadlines, family obligations, social commitments, the news cycle. It's enough to make anyone want to pull their hair out. But here's the thing. Your mental health isn't some fluffy extra, it's the foundation upon which everything else is built. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car with a busted engine, right? You need that engine running smooth for the whole ride to be enjoyable, safe, and successful. Same goes for your mind. Today, we're diving headfirst into prioritizing mental health in a world that often tells us we don't have time. Because trust me, you do have time, it's just about making it a priority. So, strap yourselves in, get ready to take some notes, and let's unlock the secrets to a healthier, happier, more resilient you. First things first, know that you're not alone in the struggle. We all experience moments of overwhelm, stress, and burnout. The key is recognizing these feelings and learning how to navigate them effectively. Second, understand that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your mind a pit stop refueling and recharging so you can keep going strong. Now, let's talk about some practical steps you can take right now to boost your mental well-being. One powerful technique is mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. This could involve taking a few deep breaths, noticing your surroundings, or simply focusing on the sensations of your body. Another game changer is setting boundaries. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to protect your time and energy. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let a friend constantly drain you emotionally without offering support in return. So why treat yourself any differently? Next up, make time for activities that genuinely bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, listening to music, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones. These moments of pleasure can act as powerful stress relievers and mood boosters. Remember, life isn't just about ticking things off a to-do list, it's about savoring the experiences that make you feel alive. Speaking of experiences, ever find yourself caught in a vicious cycle of negativity? You know, those thoughts like I can't do this, or everything is going wrong. Well, challenge them. When negative thoughts creep in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Can I reframe the situation in a more positive light? By consciously shifting your perspective, you can break free from those limiting beliefs and create a more empowering mindset. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a flat tire define your entire road trip, right? You'd take the time to fix it or find an alternative route. Similarly, don't let negative thoughts derail your journey. Address them head on and keep moving forward. Let me tell you about Sarah, busy mom of two who juggles work, family, and extracurricular activities. She felt constantly overwhelmed, struggling to find time for herself. But then she started incorporating mindfulness into her daily routine, taking 5 minutes each morning to simply breathe and focus in the present moment. It made a world of difference. She felt calmer, more centered, and better equipped to handle the demands of her life. Sarah's story is just one example of how prioritizing mental health can lead to positive change. Remember, it doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Even small steps can make a big impact. So, what are you waiting for? Start today. Practice mindfulness, set boundaries, prioritize activities that bring you joy, challenge negative thoughts, and remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Ready to level up your mindset? Share this episode with a friend who needs a mental health boost, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media using HalfSpot and Mental Gym. See you in the next episode for more daily doses of motivation and real talk advice.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.